National Geographic does a weekly column in USA Today where they talk about, you know, places to go, things to do, people to see, that kind of stuff. And they recently did a column that was called 10 Great Places to Find True Americana. And they had a list of 10 places, and they're places or events or specific times. And what I'd like to do is read them out to you.
Okay.
All right? And then, after I'm done with all of them, let's go back and say which ones we don't think belong and what could be in its place.
All right. Yeah, I was going to ask what exactly true Americana is.
Well, I'll read you their definition.
Okay.
In an increasingly techno world, there are still places and events that remain rooted in the heart and soul of the American past.
Okay.
Okay, these are the 10 places or events. The Little League World Series in Williamsport. Mark Twain's America in Hannibal, Missouri. The Soapbox Derby in Akron, Ohio. The Miss America pageant in Las Vegas. The Indianapolis 500 in Indianapolis. Rock City, which is Lookout Mountain, Georgia. The Tournament of Roses in Pasadena, California. Groundhog's Day in Punxsutawney,
Pennsylvania.
The Albuquerque Balloon Festival in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the Grand Ole Opry. Those are their 10.
Okay.
Now, is there anything there that jumps out at you that doesn't belong? One of these things just doesn't be, you know.
Well, I was just sort of listening and reacting. I don't know that I remember the whole list. Certainly some of them do. I don't know, maybe the Miss America pageant?
Well, there were two that jumped out at me. The Rock City one. Which basically is just some rock formations in the United States, and I appreciate that. But if you're going to do rock formations in the United States, how can you not say Grand Canyon?
Yeah, of course.
Or even Yosemite.
Right.
All right? So, I mean, to me, if you're going to do that, that's what you got to do.
There's rock place up by your place.
Yes, there is. Rock House, right. Yeah,
Rock House.
They're all over the place.
Down in PA, my dad likes to always talk about the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon. There's Howard's Cavern. What makes Rock City, Georgia so different from all of these other places?
Well, they just say all they say about it is that there's no fireworks, no thrill rides, no stage extravaganzas. It's just a natural cityscape of streets and avenues through the boulders.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
I'm sure it is, but, I mean, it's no Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And the other one is the Miss America pageant. That bugs the shit out of me.
Well,
I just don't think that belongs anywhere near this kind of a list. That's not Americana. That's Donald Trumpism.
Well, and particularly now, I mean, whatever the Miss America pageant used to be in 1953 – it's certainly Donald Trumpism now.
Right.
So I agree with you. I guess I don't know. Did America invent beauty pageants?
I don't think it really even matters if they did or not. A beauty pageant is not a slice of Americana like these other things are. I mean, you know, I don't even particularly like country music, but I understand the Grand Ole Opry's history.
Sure. Yeah, I have no problem with Grand Ole Opry, but I would never go.
I understand Groundhog's Day. That's, you know, the Tournament of Roses. I understand all those things.
Right.
Even the third one that I thought was borderline was the Soapbox Derby. Only because it's so – I mean, it's lost such charm.
Right.
Twenty years ago it was great, but
– Well, yeah, 40 years ago it was great.
Maybe.
Or 60 years ago.
Maybe.
That's Leave It to Beaver. That's a
right.
What
absolutely.
I think
that's a perfect description of it. It's a Leave It to Beaver moment. And it's past. We don't. That doesn't reflect us anymore. Now I came up with a bunch of other ones that I couldn't understand why they weren't on there.
All right, hit me.
Okay, Kentucky Derby.
Of course.
A baseball game at Wrigley Field or Fenway Park.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Baseball,
the Statue of Liberty. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I think Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for sure. The Statue of Liberty, the only knock against it, and I don't think it's really legit, is that it was made by a Frenchman.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
I mean, it is
doesn't qualify.
Well, it's a symbol of America, though, and it meant America too. I mean, we've had what 100 million immigrants come
right.
through.
What
you
about
know?
If you said Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island? The museum
yeah,
Ellis.
Yeah. I think certainly you can't tell a story of modern America without telling the story of immigration.
Right. I also thought about the Empire State Building.
And monumental architecture is only going to beg the question, which ones do you leave out? Certainly
right.
the Empire State Building is symbolic of America, as is the Brooklyn Bridge, as is the Golden Gate, as is the Sears Tower, and was the World Trade Center.
Sure, sure. And that's just a very, very small partial list.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can go anywhere with that list from there.
I think maybe the...
You know, anything that Frank Lloyd Wright designed.
Yeah. I think the boom, the first boom, perhaps, in American architecture was the Art Deco period, which is probably best symbolized by the Empire State Building. I don't think you're wrong there. But
right.
I think there's a lot of monumental architecture that qualifies. Faneuil Hall. The place where they, I can't remember the name of it, it's probably Liberty Hall,
right.
where they signed the Declaration of Independence, you know, places in Philadelphia
right.
and Boston.
What about the, what's it called, the that has the Old North Church in Boston, the Freedom Trail?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, one of those things, you know,
well,
I mean, there's so many.
Yeah, the...
to me, it seems a shame to include the beauty pageant and not include
Bunker
the
Hill.
Kentucky Derby or a baseball game.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly baseball is American. Yeah, you have to, the only problem, again, is which particular slice of baseball
right.
do you want to show.
Well, I looked at the two oldest stadiums, which were Wrigley and Fenway.
Yeah.
And the only other one that I included in the possible list was, and
Baltimore.
It's only because of the fans, is St. Louis.
Well, yeah, and they have a new ballpark.
St. Louis is, I mean, even though it's a more modern ballpark, it is, those fans are, I mean, you know, those, Manhattan Man mentioned that last week when he was on the, when he was on the regular show.
Yeah.
You know, in St. Louis, you beat them to a pulp and they thank you for coming.
Right, right.
You know, so.
Yeah, I've heard that they're. Well, as some people say, the greatest fans. I kind of am partial to New York baseball fans. They're so knowledgeable. But they're not as polite as the St. Louis fans.
Right, absolutely not.
Now, what else? I mean, there are other things. How about Gettysburg?
Well, again, if you want to get into historical sites, then you got to think of the Ground Zero. You have
yeah.
to think of Gettysburg. I mean, those two would be...
Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor would be another one. Those are gigantic.
I don't know anything that would symbolize the gold rush, you know, the 49ers and all that. That's kind of an American thing, too. The Alamo.
There's another one. So, I mean, there are plenty of these things. That, you know, again, I didn't disagree with most of them. The Little League World
right.
Series and the you know, those kind of things I think are perfect.
Yeah.
They certainly do describe Americana, but to include Rock City and the Miss America pageant I thought was a bit of a stretch. I mean, I even like the idea of the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. I mean, I've been to some balloon festivals, and the Albuquerque one is huge.
We have one in Binghamton.
I've been to that one a couple of times.
That's a big deal, and right. we have our own Speedy Fest there, which is something that, you know, originated. How about the Anchor Bar in Buffalo?
Interesting one.
You know, the Erie Canal or something that symbolizes the Erie Canal.
So there are a bunch of these other things.
Lots of them. It's a good topic. It's too bad we don't have any more time.
Now I'm telling the truth. I'm finished with lies.